And then Sharon Stone calls Halle Berry via FaceTime?
Yeah, I know, on like a 90s flip phone.
Yeah. But I'm assuming...
And she does that... she calls her, like she's calling her facing the other way.
Yeah.
So when the video starts, she's like, hi.
Yeah, it's like, I think Flea does the same thing in Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there.
Why are you ringing someone like that? Hello.
I don't know, but I'm definitely going to do that from now on. If it was FaceTiming, I'm going to face the other way. Like, oh, hi. Give me a call.
Oh, you surprised me. Didn't see you there.
Also, I'm assuming that this FaceTime only works one way because she's not in her Catwoman mask.
So, yeah, she's got a chance of... Patience? Didn't even notice that.
It's just fucking so stupid. Hello, everybody, and welcome to Movies to Drink To. My name is Finn, that is Mr. Smith.
Hi.
And today we are talking about a movie once described by its star as a god-awful piece of shit. They're not wrong. It is Catwoman from 2004.
Yes.
We watched it. You're welcome.
So you don't have to.
Yeah. Before we go on, don't forget to like this, subscribe to this, comment, share, all that lovely, lovely stuff.
Yes.
Thank you. Right. Catwoman from 2004 with a 3.4 on IMDb.
Seems generous.
Directed by Pitov.
Yeah, I thought that was weird.
Pitov.
It's probably like adverts and stuff.
Piov. Yeah. It's probably pronounced like Piov or something like that.
It looks like he made one sort of art house film and they was like, that's the man.
Yep.
That's the man to
give
do
him
this.
All the budget. It's a Frenchman with just one name. No directors with one name, like Pitov or McGee.
Oh.
No, not good. You're not Cher, all right? And edited by Sylvie Landre. Now, usually we don't give the credit out for the editor, but I want to make a special mention to Sylvie Landre and just say, go to hell. What is wrong with you? I was surprised when I looked this up and saw that an actual human being edited this film. Because in my mind, when I picture someone editing this, I just picture a big can of Monster with hands.
It is a fucking mess.
The craziest thing is, Sylvie Landre also edited The Fifth Element and Leon.
What?
Yeah. Two really good films.
Yeah.
Anyway. It stars Halle Berry, Sharon Stone, Benjamin Bratt, Lambert Wilson, Francis Conroy, Alex Borstein, who is Lois from Family Guy.
Right.
And a bunch of others.
Oh, that's where I recognised her from.
Ah. The plot of this, Beuth.
The plot, should there be one, is a shy woman endowed with the speed, reflexes and senses of a cat walks a thin line between criminal and hero, even as a detective doggedly pursues her, fascinated by both of her personas.
Okay. Doggedly.
I know.
Get it?
So many cat and dog puns.
Our story begins with some awful voiceover. It all started the day that I died.
Oh yeah, I hated it. It made me angry. Like the minute it came, the minute it started.
These lines are so badly delivered.
Yeah. Already at the beginning of this, it's like it takes a weird take on the whole Catwoman mythos straight away, and it does all these Egyptian hieroglyphs and cats throughout history, and suggests there's been multiple Catwomen and all of this nonsense. You're like, oh, this has nothing to do with Catwoman from the comics at all.
And then we get a shot of an absolutely awful looking CGI city. Gotham? Don't know.
It's never said.
No, whether it's Gotham or what. But it just looks terrible.
It's all CGI.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bad. Early 2000s CGI. Never got better.
Yeah.
And so we meet Patience. This is Halle Berry's character. She is called Patience. She designs ads for a beauty cream company.
Yes.
Yeah, that's the beauty market.
Yeah, and she says in that voiceover how she would, like, if I had an epitaph or whatever it is, that they would say that I was an unremarkable woman. I mean, this is Halle Berry. Like, she's beautiful. Like, yeah. There's no hiding it. Even at one point, they put her in, like, a sack dress. She's still fucking Halle Berry. Yeah. There's no way. Like, they try and show this by, like, when she's walking through and people are bumping into her, like, they don't notice her. Nobody doesn't notice Halle Berry.
She's naturally stunning. Yeah, like...
Exactly. I mean... Yeah, it's absurd.
She designs ads. Her friends, this is Lois from Family Guy, she's getting headaches from using the beauty cream, it would appear.
Yeah, she puts the beauty cream on and instantly goes, oh, I'm getting headaches.
Yeah.
Put the two together, love.
Yeah, so this cream, this special cream that this company's got coming out, apparently it not only hides the effects of aging, it actually reverses the effects of aging. It seems too good to be true.
Yes.
Because it is. Anyway.
It does a number of things that make no sense, this stuff.
Sharon Stone is, along with her husband, they run the company. And Sharon Stone is the face of the company, but she is resigning because she's now over 40.
Yes.
And you might as well be dead.
Yes, women over 40 can't have, you know, careers.
And anyway, then there's this, like, this whole little talk about Halle Berry is super talented, but nobody cares.
Yeah.
And she's underappreciated at work.
Super talented, super beautiful.
Yeah.
Unremarkable.
Unremarkable. No one recognises her or her work at all.
People pay her no attention. Yeah, and her work is, like, amazing as well.
Yeah.
Like, and everybody's like, nothing about you is good enough.
Yeah. She has a meeting with Sharon and her husband. And her husband, head of the company, he hates her work and he hates her clothes. And he suggests that she gets a manicure, which... Yeah. It's fair, her hands are gross. They're just close up of her grubby little fingers. And she has to fix, she gets the opportunity to fix her terrible, terrible work.
Yeah, it's not
great.
Red enough or something. Like,
it's the wrong
like
kind
say,
of
it's
red.
It's the wrong kind of red.
Yeah.
And that's his big fucking bugbear about
yeah,
it.
Yeah, nearly fires her over it.
Because, I told you to use this red.
Yeah.
This is the other red.
Yeah.
Yeah, look at the difference.
This is
the same.
This is a 5-minute fix on Photoshop.
Yeah. But you've got 24 hours to get it right.
It has to be right by midnight tomorrow night. Yeah. Why that time? Don't
Why
know.
Midnight tomorrow night?
No one's working at midnight. I'm certainly not.
You're going to pay me the overtime. This seems like it's coming out of your pocket. Sharon Stone and her husband clearly hate each other.
Yeah, of course. Yeah,
that's established.
That night, Halle Berry, patients, she can't sleep because of her neighbours and they're having a party.
Yeah.
And there's a cat outside of an apartment in the alleyway that watches her be pathetic.
Yeah.
And then it mysteriously disappears.
Yeah.
The camera cuts away and then it cuts back to where the cat was and it's gone. It's a cat. It's a cat. It's there. It's probably just gone along the street a little bit. It's hopped up onto a fence. It's not some
At no
big...
point has anyone gone, no, there's a cat there. Oh, it's not there anymore. How strange.
Oh my God. It's like it can leap.
It's like cats just do whatever the fuck they want.
Yeah.
How unusual. It's at this point as well, I noticed that this entire film seems to be shot with an Instagram filter. Is it?
Yes.
Everything, like, just
everyone looks.
Skin tone.
Yeah.
Like, it's one of those ones that people keep doing those videos with where half of it's like reality and the other half is the filter.
Yeah.
But it's all shot in that filter.
Yeah, the whole film looks like it's been shot through, like I said, an Instagram or a Snapchat filter.
Yeah, it's.
Everyone looks
it's awful
weird
to look
in
at.
It. The next day, she's hard at work. Working on this project, she's fucked up or whatever, but the cat is back.
Yeah.
And she gets distracted by the cat. She's obviously not working that hard, and the cat climbs up onto a windowsill up on
a ledge
on her building. Yeah. So she climbs out onto her ledge to help the cat, breaking someone's air conditioning unit in the process.
Yeah. Also, who does that? I mean, you look outside and go, there's a cat up there. It clearly got itself up there.
Yeah,
it will get down.
It's a cat.
Yeah.
We're on the ninth floor here. If I saw a cat walk past on a balcony, like the cat there, it's just they're cats.
And this does suggest that she's like 4 or 5 floors up, I think, something like that. It's high enough to die if you fall off it. So no one would do that.
No. Benjamin Bratt.
Yeah.
He's a cop, and he just happens to be driving by, and he sees her up on the ledge, and he thinks that she's going to commit suicide.
Yeah.
So he runs up the stairs faster than any man has ever run in his life. The edit is so bad. And he saves her.
Have you noticed how he catches her, though? because she does go to fall, and he kind of scoops her up in his arm. Mm. Nobody's like nobody's arm is that strong. She would definitely have fallen from that. Like, there's no fucking, unless you're He-Man or like Superman or something. There's no way you could catch a fully grown woman in her arm and just scoop her back in the window. Wouldn't happen.
So he saved her, even though she wasn't trying to commit suicide.
Yeah.
But she's late for work, so she's got to go. Runs off. Drops her wallet, though.
Yeah.
Which the cop steals.
Yeah, I noticed as well, like, when she's, like, the cat's gone, it's scooped up, she's saved, and then she looks around, and the cat's in her fucking apartment now, because the cat's a bit of a joker. But cat's like, wee, gotcha.
The cat is a git.
Yeah, the cat's a dick. But yeah, then she, she drops her wallet, purse or whatever.
And then over at work, Sharon Stone and her husband, they hate each other. They have an awful scene where they're sort of arguing and insulting each other, and it, like I said, it looks awful. The whole thing looks photoshopped and weird.
Yeah.
The cop shows up at her work, at Hallie's work.
Is this when her male co-worker yells, "Man sandwich, 12 o'clock.
Man sandwich, 12 o'clock.
What's a man sandwich? Surely that's like three men.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah. So how can one man be a man sandwich?
A man sandwich sounds such a weird line. Very homoerotic. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
It's like, man sandwich, 2 o'clock. And he arrives, and everyone just swoons over him.
Yeah.
Like, he's, like, I mean... It's it's not fucking Brad Pitt.
No.
Like,
but yeah, everyone's like reacts like,
"Oh my god, you're a detective!"
No one's seen a man before.
Yeah, they're all like really horny and just like
everyone, male and female alike, want to bang him as soon as he moves.
Cannot get over this. "Oh my god, you're a cop. Do you have a gun? Is it big?"
Yeah,
it's just stuff like,
"Can you put it in me?"
Yeah, "Can you put me in cuffs?"
Yeah, especially her friend,
Alex
Borstein. See, I hate this trope in early 2000s where they've clearly gone, right, we can't have the horny male friend, so we're gonna have a horny female friend, and it happens in like loads of these films.
Yeah,
and it's just as bad. Like, it's so cringy and uncomfortable. Like, and she's like, "Well, you can take me from behind." Like, it's just really unsubtle.
Yeah, stuff.
Like, it's like people... just calm down. Like, fucking have a cold shower.
Yeah, I'm not here for you anyway. He pretends to know stuff about art, and then he asks Hallie out on a date.
Yeah,
yes, and then he leaves. He's like, "All right, bye."
He doesn't do that, but he should have.
Yeah, he might as well. It's the whole scene is so cringy and cheesy and awful, and I want to die.
Yeah.
And then after he's left, they're like, "Oh my god, you're gonna have to shave your legs." And she's like, "What?" And they want her to shave her legs and wear leather.
Yeah, they're like,
because that's what you do on a first date. Just show up in a fucking dominatrix outfit. Yeah,
wear that leather outfit we bought you, like, conveniently. Wear that leather outfit we bought you, you know, so you look like a prostitute.
Yeah. You got your fishnets and your high heels and your corset. Take a whip with you and a mask.
Yeah.
A ball gag. This is to go for coffee.
Cut holes in the crotch of the leather outfit to save time.
Yeah.
Like, just show your intent.
Anyway. At night, she's still at work. Everyone's gone home, but she's still in the office. And she's finished her work, right? And this I don't get. She calls up a messenger, but he's like, "I'm not fucking doing that. I'm finished for the night." Yeah. So now she's got to deliver her own work to some other place.
Even though she's at work.
But there's a different... She's got to take it to a different work building across town that's also a laboratory.
It's a laboratory and warehouse and, I don't know, factory of some description. Yeah, so why? Why would the art department have to send their work there? Surely wherever the art department has to send their work is in the same building she's already fucking in.
Yeah.
Why would it have to go to the factory?
I don't know. It makes no fucking sense. And, like, the boss's office is in your office building.
We've already been there.
Yeah. Why are you sending it all the way across town to a fucking warehouse?
Yeah.
But she has to go all the way across town in the middle of the night.
Went across the CGI city.
Yeah, to take her work to the lab. That doesn't make any sense.
No, not at all.
In the lab, there's some bad stuff going down. And it is revealed in a meeting of, like, evil hench, like, Cloak and Dagger meeting.
Yeah.
That the cream rots people's faces.
Yeah.
Told you it's too good to be true.
We can hear Sharon Stone's voice. But we don't see her. Like, we're supposed to go, "Who's that?" It's Sharon Stone's voice. Like, I mean,
I didn't even realize that we don't see her face. It's so obvious it's her.
You see that one scientist, Blake? Yeah, and it's clearly obvious it's her. Like, we're supposed to go later on, like, it's Sharon Stone all along. Also, one of my favorite things about this film is, like, it's a female-led film, so the big bad is makeup.
Yeah,
like, makeup is bad.
Makeup is our weapon.
Yeah.
Oh dear God. So Halle Berry gets there. There's a guard outside, but somehow she's just broken in. And she's wandering around and she stumbles in on the secret meeting and she overhears the, this will fuck people up.
Yeah. People's just saying all random shit that they shouldn't say, like, to give themselves away. Like,
so
he literally lists all the things. I don't care that it's addictive. I don't care that it does all this stuff, but, you know, it makes people into monsters.
Yeah.
Like, that I can't live with.
So she's chased away and she's shot at. And then she falls into some slime.
Did you see the bit, though? Do you know she hides at one point? And she's got her back to this, like, these boxes or whatever. And then the two henchmen come along, and then the one of them points, because you can see her shadow.
Yeah.
How? Where is the light coming from? She's got her back against, like, stuff. Where's the light coming from that's projecting her shadow across the fucking thing?
It doesn't make any sense.
It's not possible.
So, yeah, they shoot her at the shadow.
Yeah.
She falls into some slime, and she escapes into some sewer. And then is flushed away like a turd.
Yep.
They flush out the sewer, and she's flushed out into the river, and then she's dead, basically. But
yeah, we're back to the beginning of the film.
Yeah, the cat from earlier, he's there as well, but now he's all CGI and looks terrible. Like, how hard is it to a fucking cat?
Clearly very hard in
2004. Apparently so.
Honestly, all of the CGI, whether it's Catwoman herself or the cats and stuff, is done by people who've never watched anything walk or move. Like, all of it's like,
what? It's like those medieval paintings of what people thought animals looked like.
It's just, nothing moves like it should, and it's really jarring.
The CGI cat meows, and a bunch of other cats show up. This is once Hallie has somehow made it onto the shore, even though she's unconscious.
Dead.
She's not, like, washed on the shore. She's proper. She's on land now.
Yeah, she's well onto it. Like, there's been a big wave.
Yeah, it's just flopped her down there. A big wave in this river.
Yeah. She's there, like, eyes open, clearly dead. But she's well onto this little garbage island or whatever it is.
It's garbage island. Where are you going, garbage island? Anyway, the cat breathes his stinky cat breath all over her face, which is enough to revive anyone, frankly. Yeah. And she's alive again. And now she has senses. She senses things, and she has cat power.
Yeah, she's got some sort of supervision and super hearing.
Yeah.
She chases a little spider for a second. But the way they show it, these weird, like, fucking horrendous, like, zoom shots and everything else, it's headache-inducing, almost. Like, a lot of the shots in this film are, like, it's nauseating.
Yes.
And then she does this little, she chases a little spider thing, and then she seems to, apparently, and she gets up and she starts crouch walking, which it then cuts to the next scene where she's in the alley outside her house, still crouch walking.
Yeah.
So has she crouch walked?
She's crawled all the way across. Like, someone would spot that.
Yeah, exactly.
What is that woman doing?
What is that weirdly beautiful woman?
Why is she crawling on all fours? Yeah, she gets back to her place, gets the alleyway, and she breaks into her own apartment.
Right.
Which is on the second floor now.
Yeah, yeah. It's literally one floor up.
Yeah.
But she just leaps up to the first balcony.
Yeah.
Which...
And breaks in, and that's her apartment. It's like, well, hang on the other side of the building, it's like the fifth story.
Is it built on a slant?
It's like that. She lives on a hill.
The bottom apartment must be tiny. Yeah. Like, it's a triangular. Yeah, it makes no sense at all.
No.
It's like, fucking...
Why is she breaking in? Never mind what floors are. Why is she breaking in?
She's lost her keys in a garbage island. Somebody jangled them out.
It doesn't make any idea. This is now Catwoman's origin story.
Yeah.
I mean, in Batman Returns, where they do this, like, a really subtle thing. It's a very subtle nod that maybe the cats have sort of revived her a bit. They sort of chew on her fingers, don't they? And then she comes back.
But I've always taken it as she wasn't really dead. Like, it's been revived and stuff. And the same as the whole Batman thing, like, that she just adopts the cat.
Well, as far as I'm concerned, in that Batman universe, magic isn't real.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
The same with, like, the Dark Knight. Magic, superpowers don't exist in Batman.
Well, even in the comics, Catwoman, she's called Catwoman because she's a cat burglar.
Yeah.
Like, that's the only thing.
Yeah.
She doesn't have, I mean, she's, like, super, like, athletic and agile and all of that, but she doesn't have powers as such.
She doesn't, like...
Like, and now this...
She doesn't shit in a box in the corner.
No, like, or hiss at people. this whole take on it is stupid.
Yes. It really is.
It's really fucking dumb. And it makes no sense. And, like, it has no links to the comic character whatsoever. Even Patience Phillips, that name. It's not a character in the comics. It was invented for this film.
So anyway, Tom the cop, his name's Tom, by the way, he's waiting at the cafe for their date, but she hasn't shown up. So he leaves her a voicemail, despite never actually being shown getting her number.
Yeah.
Anyway, so she's stood him up. The mystery cat is, this is the next day, the mystery cat is there and has an address on its collar. So she takes the cat back to its home where Frances Conroy lives.
Yes.
And Frances Conroy gives her some catnip.
Yeah, she is Ophelia. Well, yeah, first of all, like, she does all this. She explains that the cat's name is Midnight. She's got all these other cats and stuff. And then she pulls out this little ball of something and gives it to, well, she chucks it at Patience, who then rubs it all over her fucking face.
Yeah.
It's such an uncomfortable scene.
And it's catnip. It's like, here's some fucking drugs.
Yeah.
So I'm just going to keep you around. Keep them addicted, you know.
Keep you pliable.
Yeah, that's free. But if you want any more, come back see me. It's a little free sampler. Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it's so odd. Like, and yeah, and Halle Berry's like well into it. Like, she gives it her all.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Just stop it. Stop it now.
So Frances Conroy is this crazy old cat lady. Mm. But Halle Berry freaks out and she kind of leaves. Anyway, at work, back at the office, not the lab, the office, the original one.
Yeah.
The boss is shouting at Halle Berry. But Halle Berry is a badass now.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. And she fucking chats back. She talks some jive.
Yeah.
And she's fired.
Yeah, she gives it.
After she's fired, all of her colleagues cheer and hug her.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
so weird.
It's like one of those fake stories that kid, you know, you hear kids tell at school. Like, I did this and then everyone clapped.
Yeah.
Didn't happen, did it?
Yeah. Or, adults do this as well. Yeah. I told my boss to go fuck yourself and then he cried.
Yeah.
That didn't happen. That and didn't happen, Steve.
Lifted me up and walked me out of the building and everyone
said,
quit.
Yeah, what? Someone, you should be running this place. Someone like you, didn't happen. But yeah, they all cheer and they hug her for some reason. It's like she's just been fired.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you're so awesome. Great. Can you help me pay the rent now?
Yeah, you can't afford. This is, you own an apartment, quite a nice apartment in the middle of a big city in
Even
America.
Even though it's built at a weird angle.
Yeah, it's on a slant. But yeah, now you can't afford that. Well done, you.
Yep. Then afterwards, they're kind of like celebrating, walking down the street, and her friend collapses in the street. This is the one.
Yeah, just in the background. But like, she's looking at a necklace.
Because she likes shiny things now.
Yeah. And just in the background, her mate's like.
Yeah, just collapses in the street. Obviously, because of the cream, the headaches. Across town, the cop is teaching some kids.
Yeah.
He's doing his good deed. And the kids are like, show us your gun. Yeah, show me the gun. You ever shot anybody with that thing? And he's like, no, I can't show you my gun. Like, cops aren't like what you see on TV. Yeah. They're worse.
Yeah.
I'll shoot anything. Some kid sneezes. What was that?
These are all urban kids as well. So, yeah. Like, I mean, they're in danger from the police as it is.
But Halle Berry just shows up because somebody he works with said he'd be there.
Oh, yeah, it's well stalkery.
Yeah.
She just, like, he looks around and she's just, like, there and, like, being all coy. I'd be like, what the fuck are you doing here?
So, yeah, I stood you up on a date, so I went to your work and I got them to tell me where you were, and now I've arrived here whilst you're trying to work.
Yeah.
Hi.
They told me, yeah, the police, you work for the police. I walked into the police station, they told me where you were. No questions asked.
Yep.
Don't know who I am. Just told me where you'd be.
So, yeah, she's shown up, and then basically, it's, I guess, recess time.
Yeah,
and they go out.
Some sort of youth club or thing, yeah.
And on the basketball court, a scene occurs where the cop.
Definitely occurs.
The cop and Halle Berry are there, and the kids are there, and the kids are like, yo, how about you guys one on one? Why would you suggest that?
Yeah.
Okay. So, anyway. Halle Berry and her cop boyfriend, they have a basketball, flirty basketball one-on-one game, and this
I hate
is
it.
What? How long is this? 2 minutes?
Too long. Feels longer.
This is like the worst 2 minutes of cinema ever.
Yeah, it makes the Daredevil playground scene.
It did remind
look amazing.
Me. Yeah, it reminded me of the Daredevil playground scene.
But yeah, it actually makes that look like it was something that was achieved.
Yeah,
this is this. Yeah, she does some little flip off the wall, and then a lot of it's CGI mixed with like there's CGI bits and there's live action bits, but the CGI is horribly.
And Mystique is playing.
Mystique.
Don't you want to roll with us?
Oh, was it? Oh, yeah, that's it. That's it. I was trying to remember who the band was. Yeah, band.
But, yeah, if you've seen this, or if you're going to watch this, I fucking dare you to watch this and try and count how many cuts there are.
Oh.
Because I got the 70. Really? And I didn't start at the beginning. Because I started to notice it's choppy. This is cutting a lot. And it must be over like 100. It's a
it's nauseating. It's not just the scene is so bad, but the way it's cut is like...
Yeah.
Like, get motion sickness.
And that's just like from the technical standpoint. Then you've got like the grinding on each other.
Oh,
and like
yeah.
giggling and like... And it's like, oh, it's awful. Oh, my God.
Yeah, I hate it.
Oh,
I feel quite angry just remembering it.
Anyway, meanwhile, Sharon Stone is pissed off about being old or something. I don't know. And her husband, it turns out, is banging some younger...
Her replacement.
Her replacement, basically. Her, the younger model.
Suggested is too young to drink. So, I mean, in America, that could be she's 20.
Yeah.
But...
Anyway, so yeah, she's pissed off. The husband is banging the 20-year-old.
Yes.
Hallie... Barry, patience, whatever we're calling her. She's back at hers. She's on her bed eating tins of tuna.
Yeah.
Because she's literally becoming a cat.
Yeah.
Not like in any other iteration of Catwoman.
Yeah. It's horribly. It's like she's just like just eating it out of the tin and stuff. It's like it's not an attractive scene.
No.
I mean, I don't know what they was going for.
Her friend phones her from the hospital to find out all the goss about her and the cop because... I don't know. Sex in the City was popular at the time. I don't know. They just had to work this horrible fucking subplot in. Anyway, at night, Hallie can't sleep again because of the neighbours.
Well, hang on. While she's on the phone to Sally, starts like leaping on furniture and balancing like and stuff. She's walking along the top of the sofa and that, and then on the sides and the kitchen unit and
I forgot about all of that.
Because now we're like, oh, how agile is she?
She's literally a cat. Yeah. Right? Okay. Yeah, that night she can't sleep because the neighbours music. Yeah,
the cool neighbours from across the road are having another party because they're popular.
And they've got friends.
Yeah.
But she's a badass now, so she goes over there and all badass. And
She's the worst person in this scene as well. She literally turns up, she sprays water all over his expensive fucking electrical equipment, his speakers and stuff, ruins all of that, and then assaults the bloke.
Yeah.
And then she's got a really terrible line. She goes, hear that? It's called silence. That's all I ever wanted. It's all right, Karen.
Yeah, she's proper full-on Karen.
Cat
in this.
Karen.
Well, this is the thing. She acts like a massive Karen, and then she goes home and gives herself a Karen haircut.
Yeah, see, she's now got the super ability to hairdress.
Yeah, she can like give herself like fucking highlights and feather her hair and everything just with a pair of scissors.
Yeah, it's incredibly.
And she makes herself a costume as well from
The
leather thing that was mentioned earlier. And she steals some guy's motorbike.
Does this weird walk. This is where, like, nobody walks like that.
No.
Like, it's like a catwalk model sort of thing. Like, but catwalk models walk like that for a reason. It's like to show off what they're wearing and stuff. Nobody walks like that in real life.
No.
I imagine it's wildly uncomfortable.
Yeah, she rides off on a motorcycle. And you cue this horribly nauseating riding through the city thing. Yeah. Just, again, the editing. Just...
Yeah, it's
and
awful.
Then she interrupts some jewel thieves. And she has a fight with them. And during the fight, she uses one of them as a surfboard at one point. Yeah. And then she robs the place herself.
Yeah. And she starts talking weird and she's moving her head at weird angles. Like
she's doing like the new metal guitarist fucking head tilt. And she's got these terrible one-liners. Ugh, it's awful.
And yeah, where she goes, you think you can come in here and steal all of these beautiful things? It's annoying me that I'm going to say this. Because what a perfect idea. Perfect idea. So just...
Stop.
Yeah. Oh, it's bad.
The next morning, she wakes up with seemingly no memory of the night before.
Yeah, for what
Why reason. Is this a thing now?
Yeah. She doesn't change into
She's not a werewolf.
Yeah. Yeah. You're the same person.
Fucking stupid as hell.
Yeah, and then she puts it all back in the bag.
Yeah, meanwhile, across town, her cop boyfriend is investigating the breaking at the bloody jewel store, but she's returned some of the stuff, and she's put a little note on it that says, sorry about that. Like, oh, he's a detective that investigates break-ins and burglaries, is he? Okay, noted.
I mean, yeah, he seems to detect everything.
Yeah.
There's also probably my favourite line in this whole fucking film is the two journalists that are on site at this burglary, and they're talking in the background, and one of them's going, "Oh, like, so she's like a cat or something. What are we going to call her? Cat chick? Cat broad?" It's so stupid.
Cat female?
Yeah. Cat bitch? No.
Cat tart.
Cat broad. Who talks like that out of the 1940s?
Yeah, but who hasn't just immediately gone Catwoman?
Yeah.
The most obvious thing in the fucking world.
Cat girl. No.
We then have an entire scene of her Googling cats. Long review. Cat memes.
She basically Googles the opening credits.
Yes.
It's the same thing.
Yeah. Same shots of like the ancient Egypt.
Shocker. Cats have existed through time.
Yeah. Cats in hats.
Yeah, does she Google's cat.women or something, and then it's just loads of old women with cats.
Yeah, which is what you'd get.
Exactly what you get.
But no, there's this whole bullshit about, oh, cats through history, and they were brought over to the America, and like, they're fucking cats. They existed in America. Christ. Anyway, she goes back to see Frances Conroy, and she gets a bit of a backstory. She is a professor, and she wrote a book about cats.
Yeah,
she
is like a scrapbook.
A professor of cats. just a thing you can do, apparently. Do you mean a veterinarian? Were you a veterinarian? No, I was a professor of cats.
Professor of cats.
Okay.
Do you imagine, like, she was always the last one to be, like, the university, like, get-togethers, the last one to be introduced?
Yeah.
So, like, professor of archaeology, professor of sciences, and Ophelia's professor of cats.
Professor of what now?
Cats.
Cats, a professor of cats. Well, meow. And it's revealed, yes, that she did die, and the cats brought her back, which we knew anyway, but we have to sit for a scene of them explaining it, and that there have been cat women for centuries.
Yeah.
And Frances Conroy says, this is both a blessing and a curse, because that's such an original trope.
Yeah.
Like in every fucking superhero movie, good and bad.
And it's, I mean... Yeah, it is a curse in this film.
This whole film's a fucking curse.
But yeah, then she pushes her off the balcony, and she lands on all fours. And then Ophelia chucks a load of pictures down, and one of them is Michelle Pfeiffer from Batman Returns.
Yes.
Like,
implying that this takes place in the same universe. And just not 10 years ago, Michelle Pfeiffer. Michelle Pfeiffer's probably still Catwoman in this universe.
Yeah.
Oh, fucking God, no. Oh dear. Anyway, Halle Berry has decided she's going to get revenge on whoever killed her. Why? Yeah. You're alive.
Yeah. Let it go.
Yeah. It doesn't make any sense. Oh, I'm gonna kill you for killing me, but you're alive.
Yeah.
Yeah, but.
You've ended my life. No.
Like, that's kind of null and void now.
Yeah.
That didn't happen really because you're alive. I must get revenge. I need vengeance for the people that tried.
Vengeance.
Yeah, vengeance for the people that tried to kill me and failed.
Yeah.
Anyway. And then we see the suit, the full suit, for the first time. It's not much of a suit.
No, there's barely any of it.
No.
Like, and then even the trousers, which are the sort of main part, like most of the clothing, are all ripped along the arse.
With like scratch.
Yeah, scratch. Why?
Why would you imply she's destroyed her own clothes?
And then she's got like a bra and a couple of belts on.
Yep. And then this stupid looking mask.
Oh, yeah, it's awful.
Oh, God.
Wildly impractical as well. I mean, it's huge.
Yeah, it's like really it's like high.
Big fucking ears
so
on the side.
She could fit her Karen hair underneath.
Yeah, it's bad. And then, we get some terrible CGI. Like, really bad. Like, she's running along roofs and stuff and sliding along things. And so, Spider-Man, Sam Raimi's Spider-Man happened just before this, right?
Yeah.
And even that was early CGI, and they managed to look marginally better. Well, a lot better than what happens in this.
Yeah. I mean, the Spider-Man stuff has aged a little bit, but I think it still holds up for the time. This is just
funny. Well, the problem they've got now is, like, because with Spider-Man, obviously, he's, like, one whole costume, so, like, you don't have to... This is, like, there's flesh on show. There's a lot of flesh on show and everything else. So, like, you've got... It's supposed to look like a proper human being, and it doesn't.
No.
It looks like a weird cartoon running around, again, moving like people don't move. Like, it's, the way she moves is physically impossible unless your bones are jelly.
Anyway, in her new suit, she goes off to a place, the docks of some sort, because she just happens to know where the guy that shot at her earlier was. The guy that fired her earlier, she knows where he is somehow. And she follows him to a club. And she goes into the club and she orders a milk in the stupidest way possible.
Oh, yeah. A white Russian with no ice, no vodka, and no Kahlua. It's cream.
Yeah.
That's literally all it is.
So why don't you just fucking say that?
And this is probably the most unrealistic part of this whole film. I mean, and the film is wildly unrealistic. But the barman doesn't even question it.
Yeah.
Like, at all.
Is that
would never happen. No. not in a million years. The barman would be like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
No.
Like, can I have a Long Island iced tea, but without the rum or vodka or tequila or Pepsi or the lemonade? So you want ice? Yeah. Yes, please. Why don't you just fucking say that then? Yeah. We're busy. Don't need you fucking. You think you're funny, do you? Get out.
Yeah, he's even happy to make it. Which
of course he is. It's the easiest drink he's ever made.
I know, it's just cream. But at no point has any barman ever listened to an order like that and gone, okay. What the fuck's wrong with you? No. That's £8 for that. For a glass of cream.
I mean, you did order a white Russian, yeah. I'm still charging you for a white Russian. That'll be £9.50, please. Plus tip.
Yeah.
And I deserve it, because what the fuck was that about? Then she has a dance. And she's acquired a whip from somewhere as well. And she's dancing. It's fucking terrible. She swings over on her whip to the bad guy from earlier. And then it just pretty much cuts to her kicking him out of a fire exit. And she beats him up in an alleyway. Oh, God. And as she's beating him up, right, she's got him pinned down. And she asks him a question. She interrogates him. And as he goes to answer, she immediately grabs his tongue and starts pulling it out of his mouth.
Yeah.
And just so she can say the line, what's the matter? Cat got your tongue?
Yeah.
Fuck off.
And he's like, I'm literally telling you what you've asked.
Well, I'm fucking trying to tell you. Yeah. Stick on my tongue, you stupid bitch. I'll give you a fucking answer, won't I?
And then he just recounts the plot that we already know.
Yeah.
Just tells you all the stuff through it. Yeah, there's no whodunit element to this film.
No.
At all. Like, we know. But yeah, we get it explained to us again.
But yeah, the cheesy lines. Cat got your tongue? Yeah. Yes, you have got my tongue. That's why I can't answer you. Yeah. Why ask me a question and then immediately incapacitate me in my ability to talk?
Yeah.
Fucking hell. So she heads back to the lab, which once again she gets into no problem.
I mean, you'd think she's already been to this lab, this factory thing.
Mm.
Like, that would be her first stop.
Yeah, not a random
that's
dock.
That's where you died.
But she just happens to know where that guy is in the dock. Yeah. I don't know, who knows how.
And they're like, it's like, you should probably go to the factory. And she's like, oh, yeah.
I didn't know. Yeah. Yeah. Why did I come to this club?
Yeah.
I should have just gone straight there. I did want some milk, though. So, yeah, she goes back there and she gets in no problem. And she finds a dead lab guy, a dead lab assistant.
Yeah.
And it's like, oh, my God.
He's the guy earlier that was talking about, I can't live with this or that.
And then, like, is it the lights come on? Like, basically, it's like she's been set up somehow.
Well, this woman with cat-like reflexes and heightened senses gets snuck up on by the cleaner.
Yeah.
He just like appears behind her. He's like, well, oh, you killed that dude. And she's like, oh, where did you come from? Your powers are useless.
Didn't hear the squeaky mop bucket as he's going along. But if they have, I mean, yeah, I guess, are they trying to set her up? But also,
I think it's supposed to be a setup. Yeah.
But they don't know she exists.
No.
So why are they
at this point? No, they don't, do they?
No.
And no, yeah. That's the guy she just assaulted was like straight on the phone, like, set her up quickly. Like, this Catwoman thing exists.
Yeah. Who's that? I don't know.
Yeah.
It doesn't make any fucking sense. Excellent.
I didn't even notice that.
Yeah. Because I thought, like, oh my gosh, she's been set up. But why? They don't know she exists or like anything.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah, she's not even met Sharon Stone as Catwoman yet.
No. And they think that Patience is dead.
Yeah. Oh, God, yeah. This film gets worse the more you fucking think about it.
The next day, she goes to see her friend, who's still in hospital after, like, fucking 2 or 3 days.
Yeah.
And
she's trying to hit on the doctor.
Yeah, of course she is, because she's just horny.
Yeah,
all the fucking time.
It's exhausting.
And on the news, on the TV, it's all about Catwoman murdering the lab guy. Mm. Oh, no. Anyway. Over at the police station, her cop boyfriend, he notices the handwriting left at the robbery matches Halle Berry's handwriting on a note that she's left him. Says sorry.
Oh, no, she brought the coffee cup to him earlier when yeah. she stalked him.
Yeah.
And she wrote sorry on it.
Yes.
And now she wrote sorry exactly, pretty much exactly the same handwriting.
Yes. It matches what was left at the robbery
on
scene.
On the bag, yeah.
Detective! Whoa!
This is like 2 or 3 days after that, though, you think. So he's kept that coffee cup this whole time.
Yeah.
Like, and it's just there on his desk. Clean your desk up. Fucking manky fuck.
So he takes the two samples to a handwriting expert.
He works for the police full time.
Yes.
That's his job.
And he says,
how often do they use him?
Oh, this. So he takes over and he says, like, okay, so I've got this. They look really similar.
Yeah.
And he goes, yes, they are very similar. But because of my handwriting
expertise,
I can tell you that these were written by different women because they have very different personalities.
Yeah.
I can tell by this. Now, I don't know if this is a real thing, but considering astrology exists, it probably fucking is. You can tell all about someone's personality based on their handwriting. Can you fuck? The police actually hiring people like this. You might as well get Mystic Meg in there to solve crimes.
It's like the way this via is written shows that she's lonely.
Why?
Yeah, this wire is like, why? This wire is like, why?
Oh yeah, this is a thing. And he's like
so stupid.
He's like such a bad cop as well. It's obviously the same fucking handwriting.
Yeah, I know, you can tell. Like, we can tell that.
Yeah.
Like, and half of our brain cells have been murdered by the first half of this film. You can still tell that. Like, it wouldn't take. It's literally such a. Nobody writes a Y like that either. It's like all the like, angles and stuff. Like,
yeah.
It's obviously the same person.
Anyway, they go on a date eventually after all that crap. Halle Berry and her cop boyfriend, they go on a date to a fun fair. A fun fair in some kind of crack alley.
Yeah, this why is it? I mean, this happens in a lot of films like that are set in like New York. Is this a thing?
Yeah.
Where they're like, we're just going to set up a really small fun fair in this alley.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
And then be surprised when something breaks down.
Oh yeah, so they have like loads of cheesy, flirty dialogue. It's fucking vomit inducing. There's like there's soppy music playing. There's no chemistry between these two either whatsoever. Anyway, they go on a Ferris wheel, which breaks down and starts falling apart for no fucking reason whatsoever.
Also, the way it breaks down makes no sense.
No,
because they're trapped at the top. It's not moving, but then all the gears and stuff start falling apart. Surely the wheel should be. I don't understand.
No,
what is happening?
But why is it happening? It just goes. I'll give up.
Yes.
Cogs and bits of it start like, flying about.
Yeah, yeah, first he's trying to hold the handle or something. But yeah, it makes sense. So now it's stuck and all of the stuff... What, surely the... I don't know. Like, the mechanics of this doesn't seem to make any sense.
No. Anyway, so it's all falling apart. The cop boyfriend, he leads into action and he scales down the Ferris wheel. As does Halle Berry, because she goes to save a little boy who's, like, falling out. And she saves the boy and he's like, thank you, daddy. And then the cop is suspicious... But not nearly suspicious enough.
Yeah.
After
to ruin the chance of maybe getting his end away with Halle Berry.
Like, huh, she's definitely... Is that it? He's just playing dumb so he can try and get laid?
Well, I would.
Yeah, probably.
You're definitely Catwoman, but...
I kind of want to bang you, so I'm just going to overlook all the evidence that says that you are. And then, yeah, so that's happened. And then he says, like, do you want to go for dinner? She says, I can't go for dinner tonight because I've got some business to take care of.
Sexy again, business. Oh no.
Again, he's not suspicious of that.
Yeah.
Like, business. Okay. Who says it like that? You're coming out for a pint. I can't, mate. I've got some business to take care of. Business.
It's business.
It's business time.
It's business time.
Yeah. So that night, she breaks into Sharon Stone's house. This is the business.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Her and Sharon Stone, they're going to have a little fight. And some horrible back and forth. And then she's like, listen, I'm looking for your husband, Sharon Stone. And Sharon Stone says, I don't like my husband. I'll help you.
Yeah.
That's the whole scene.
And yeah, basically. And also, like when she breaks in, like again, the heightened senses come into play because Sharon Stone just wanders up behind her and smashes her over the head with a golf club. Like, these heightened senses are not working.
No.
But yeah, and then, yeah, she says, yeah, and she's like, oh, I'll help you catch my husband. We're like, but we know... We've heard your voice.
Yeah.
Earlier on. We know you're the villain.
Yeah. I don't want you to catch your husband. Wait a couple of hours. He'll be home.
Yeah, and she's like, how do I get hold of you? She's like, well, I'm not really listed. She's going to take my phone.
That's the issue. Sharon Stone gives her her phone.
Yeah.
Okay. Anyway, the husband is over at the opera or some shit, some weird show that's going on.
Not really an opera. It's just, I don't know what it is.
Cirque du Soleil sci-fi weirdness.
Some nonsense.
Something French. And Halle Berry she shows up just so she can go up to the husband and say, I know what you did.
Yeah.
And I'm going to kill you.
Yeah, and he's like, huh?
Yeah, like, who the fuck are you?
What's that?
Yeah. And that's it.
Just to bang models.
And then she exits stage left. And then she's backstage and her cop boyfriend shows up. I don't know why. Because someone said there's a Catwoman at the opera. And he's like, oh, I'm going. So he goes there. And then they have like a chase through the backstage area.
It's above the stage.
As in the rigging,
yeah,
is it?
All in the rigging.
On the rafters. For some reason, yeah, he shows up. And they have a flirt fight with awful one-liners. She licks him.
Oh, she purrs in his ear.
She laughs like, ha, 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 ha. And he's like, oh, I'm so horny right now. I know it's you under there, patience. Yeah, how could he not tell it's her?
Yeah.
Like, it's obviously her.
I hate it.
The next, yeah, so, and then she escapes.
Yeah. It's just cringe.
It's really bad. It's like, 13-year-olds made this.
Yeah.
Wrote this.
Yeah, yeah.
The next day, boss man is on the phone and he's not happy because he's never happy. Sharon Stone shows up and she belittles him and his penis and his taste in women.
Yeah.
She's like, you're married.
To bang children, basically.
Yeah. Excuse me for being a nonce. So he's had enough. So he fucking slaps Sharon Stone. But unfortunately, she now has iron face.
Yeah. She's got like super skin or something. So, and he like, he doesn't even touch her. I mean, like, it's so horrendously shot that he's just like, my poor hand.
Yeah, she's got like this face of steel now. Thanks to the cream, obviously, but not obviously. Fucking who knows. Then we have Halle getting ready for another date. Cut with shots of Sharon Stone just covering her face in cement.
It's like she's got mayonnaise all up her neck. It's just like a fucking hole. She's got like a Hellman's jar in her fucking head. There's mayonnaise all down here. It's just so weird.
So the cop arrives for their date later on, and she's just staring at fish in the fishbowl like a cat.
Yeah.
She's how can we make Catwoman really Catwoman? Let's literally make her a fucking cat. So she's staring at these fish. And they're sat down having their dinner, and he is talking utter fucking shit. He says a line, detective work is a lot like dating. It's all about the pursuit.
And maybe.
But then when you catch him and put him in handcuffs, boy, it's a lot of fun. What are you saying, man? And while
the ultimate goal is to keep them in a cage.
Yes.
For the rest of their lives.
Yes. And he's saying this while she's just inhaling sushi.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. Again, it's such a weird fucking scene. She's like literally shoving it in her mouth.
Yeah, she must eat about 50 quid's worth right there.
Yeah.
It's like, ooh.
Apparently that was vegetables, though. They cut sliced vegetables.
I heard it was fruit.
Fruit. That was it, yeah. Fruit. And they cut it to make it look like sushi. I mean, I'd eat sushi like that. I fucking love sushi.
I love it, but I wouldn't eat it like that.
Well, no, obviously not if you want.
Not on a date in a restaurant in public. Christ.
It's like the catnip scene, smearing it on your face.
Bring me more fish. I don't care if it's dead yet.
Mr. Creosote.
Yeah. A water thin bit of salmon. Anyway, and then he carries on talking more bollocks. It's like, I know what you are. You're different. You're special. I want to get to know you more. Oh God. And also, how come he hasn't pointed out that her personality is completely fucking changed since when they first met? Like, she's a totally different person now.
Yeah.
She was all like quiet and yeah. And now she's like a fish inhaler. And she doesn't even say much. She's just too busy eating the fucking fish.
Oh, yeah. And every line is delivered like she's... I don't know.
And then they go outside and they're about to have a kiss, but they don't because she gets scared of the rain and has to run for cover.
Yeah. Is that a cat thing? Do cats hate the rain?
I don't think... They don't like water so much, but they're not scared of rain. They can...
No. I'm sure cats can deal with rain. I don't like... Fuck it. Every time it rains, it's not every cat in the world goes, fuck, scatter!
Yeah. just running, bumping into each other. Ah, fuck!
Just going mental. You'd notice that.
Yeah. You'd hear it every night. Like, what the hell's going on out there?
Every time it rains.
Just bins going over, a car alarm's going off. All every cat in existence fucking lost it.
Must be raining, Deirdre. The cats are going fucking mental.
Anyway, after that awful, awful date, they bang.
Well, it's the world's shortest, most ungraphic, but somehow still the worst sex scene ever filmed. It's just, you just, yeah, the minute it starts, you're like, stop, stop, stop. Oh, good, it stopped. Yeah, it's because, yeah, like you said, there's no chemistry between these two whatsoever.
No.
And it's just like, no, I need, no.
Afterwards, he finds one of Catwoman's claw nails on the floor of her apartment. He still hasn't figured this out. And he leaves.
Well, yeah, he picks up a glass because it's got like a lipstick on it.
Yes. I mean, we find out later why, but you'd think that the, you know, the claw would be enough evidence.
Or the fucking handwriting was enough evidence. That, like, that he should know. Any other detective good at their job would have this nailed down by now that it's definitely her. But no, he's still like, well, just to be sure. Yeah.
Now that he's banged her, I'm going to collect this evidence and go actually look at it.
It's time to admit the truth. Now I've got what I wanted.
Yeah. And then Sharon Stone calls Halle Berry via FaceTime?
Yeah, I know, on like a 90s flip phone.
Yeah. But I'm assuming...
And she does that... she calls her like she's calling her facing the other way.
Yeah.
So when the video starts, she's like, hi.
Yeah, it's like, I think Flea does the same thing in Back to the Future Part 3.
Yeah.
Oh, hi there.
Why are you ringing someone like that? Hello.
I don't know, but I'm definitely going to do that from now on. If anyone FaceTimes me, I'm going to face the other way. Like, oh, hi, you're going to be a car.
Oh, you surprised me. Didn't see you there.
Also, I'm assuming that this FaceTime only works one way because she's not in her Catwoman mask.
So, yeah, just like chance. Patience? Didn't even notice that.
Just fucking so stupid.
Fucking hell.
Oh dear. And Sharon tells her that she's found out that the cream is toxic and she's going to help Catwoman or Patience. Now that I know it's you, Patience, I'll just call you Patience.
Yeah.
I've just seen your fucking face. Over at the police station. Now this is in a film full of fucking stupidity. This is probably the dumbest moment in the whole fucking film.
Yep.
At the police station, the cop manages to match a lipstick stain on a glass that he's stolen from her apartment earlier, right, to lipstick stain left on his face after she kissed him during the fight, but it's a picture of his face.
It's a science.
It's so dumb. It's like matching a fingerprint that you've got there,
yeah,
physical fingerprint, to a picture of a doorknob. Is that the fingerprint that's on that doorknob? I think it is. The computer's like, congratulations, you've got a match. It's like, huzzah!
You win.
Who's writing this? Like, it's so fucking stupid. That, for me, that's the dumbest fucking moment in the whole film.
Yeah, I know. I laughed out loud when that happened. I LOL'd. It's stupid.
Meanwhile, Catwoman is breaking back into Sharon Stone's house where she's having her Mrs. Havisham moment or some shit.
She tells a life story.
Yes. And it is revealed that Sharon has killed her husband and is now framing Catwoman.
Yeah.
And her husband is there, dead on the floor. He's been shot and she scratched him a few times.
Yeah.
Oh, they put some kitty litter on him. It's like, and then she throws the gun to
mark the territory.
Yeah. Just pisses like on him. she throws the gun into Catwoman's hands. Who like, oh no, my fingerprints. Like, just don't catch it.
She's got gloves.
Yeah. Exactly. She's got gloves.
So is this supposed to be a finger? That's what I thought. But then, like, the security runs in because I was like, if that's supposed to be a fingerprint thing, I'm turning this off.
Well,
because like, she's wearing gloves, and then the security or whoever turn up, like, while she's still holding the gun. I was like, all right, I'll allow it.
But then, here's the thing: Sharon Stone calls out for security, who are literally right outside the door.
Yeah, waiting.
Yeah, but they obviously didn't hear when Sharon actually killed her husband earlier.
No.
No.
Selective hearing.
Yeah. And then a SWAT team immediately arrives, accompanied by the cop boyfriend.
Yeah, and Sharon does some bad acting crying, which is impressive considering how bad the acting has already been to make it worse. She's like, "Ah, she killed my husband." And it's like, oh, terrible. Like, it's a level of bad.
This whole, like, the thing of, like, we walked in and you were holding the gun, therefore you're guilty. Like, the police work in this
is lackluster.
Like something from the 1830s.
Keystone Cops.
Yeah. We saw you, therefore you're guilty. Anyway, Catwoman evades all this somehow. Isn't shown actually how she escapes all of that.
No, she's just suddenly in the street wearing the Uma Thurman's tracksuit from Kill Bill.
Yeah. Walking along, she's got changed out of her clothes, and she sees a billboard that shows the news, but with no sound.
Yeah.
So what's the point? Anyway, she gets home, and boyfriend cop is waiting there and arrests her.
Yeah.
He's finally done his fucking job, now that he's banged her.
Yeah.
Now that I've had that puss, it's time to lock that kitty up.
Then they have like
the interrogation room. Scene, which Jesus is, Christ.
It's not the Batman Joker interrogation scene.
It's not. I think I've seen like episodes of SpongeBob that had better like police work in it.
It's fucking bad.
He says, whilst it's only him. It's not a good cop, bad. He doesn't have a partner in this. This guy that investigates.
Is that allowed? Because
they
have a relationship and he's the only one in there interrogating her.
Yeah.
Surely that's all kinds of wrong.
Yeah. There's definitely a conflict of interest there.
Yeah.
Anyway, he says, all the evidence says you did it. How? What evidence?
The computer evidence. The lipstick.
Yeah, but what evidence says that she killed anyone?
Mm.
Ballistics, fingerprints.
DNA.
Yeah, none of this stuff is presented as evidence.
Nope.
It's just said. And she says, well, maybe you could just ignore all that and believe me.
Yeah.
That's her defense.
Yeah.
Maybe. Maybe if you want some puss again, you're going to ignore all that shit that's made up anyway. So she's taken back to her cell after that interrogation without handcuffs on, which really annoyed me.
Yeah.
This person's been arrested for multiple murders and they just walk back to their cell not in handcuffs.
No. And then the guard, the cop goes, you'd be a nice kitty now, and she hisses at him.
Yeah.
And then... There's this line that happens now.
Happens.
That I don't... Whoever wrote this must... The guy saying it must have been like, I can't say this. But it's Tom is sat there and he's obviously all that, conflicted about having to arrest her. And his mate comes in and he goes, look at it this way. You may have lost your woman, but at least you got your man. What? What does that mean? He's like, but did I though? I was like, what?
So basically, you're not going to get laid anymore.
Yeah.
But the bad guy's behind bars and that's your job.
Why is she a man now?
Because that's just what I say.
You got your man.
Got your man. It's like when the Irish say, who's your man over there? Who's your man there?
It's bollocks is what it is. It's a terrible, terrible line.
This is the guy comes and says it whilst the cop is kind of looking at evidence like, Maybe, I don't know. Anyway, midnight, the cat arrives at the jail cell and comes into the jail cell to keep Hallie company, gets him through the bars.
Squeezes through the bars.
And Halle Berry says, you know, Lassie would have bought me a key.
Mm.
All right.
You're not dog woman.
Yeah, I was about to say, would you want to be dog woman? Because I'll leave right now.
That has terrible connotations.
Yeah, you try getting a collie through those bars. Anyway... She escapes the cell, Halle Berry does, by squeezing through the bars.
Like the cat just did.
Yep.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
I hate it.
It's so stupid. And then she steals some bloke's car. Meanwhile, Sharon Stone is holding a press conference, and cop boyfriend, Ben, whatever his fucking name is, he shows up. Outside, Catwoman chains a bunch of lorries together, and when one drives off, it rips all the fucking wheels off of the other lorry, so they can't deliver... The cream.
Yeah.
Action. Boyfriend cop, he now supposedly has evidence that Sharon Stone did it. He like bluffs, doesn't he? It's like a double bluff.
It's not even a clever bluff.
No, he's just like, I've got evidence.
How about you just tell me you did it? And she's like, all right then.
Yeah. He says like, listen, I know that you did it, so maybe we could come to some kind of arrangement. You can pay me money. She's like, how much do you want? And he's like, ah, so you did do it.
Like, fooled you.
Oh yeah.
God, got me.
Yeah.
So she shoots him.
She shoots him, but he's fine. And when I say he's fine, he is shot, lands on the floor, and before, like, you know, reacting to a gunshot wound, he delivers his next line.
Yeah.
He doesn't say like, ah, oh, God, that hurt. He's like, what are you... He's like... Catwoman shows up and saves him, and they escape through the backstage area of the set.
Yeah.
It just looks ridiculous. Henchman is killed, the one that shot at her.
Oh yeah, the two henchmen, which seemed like they should have been important to the story, which are not. They're easily dispatched within seconds.
Yep.
And then Sharon and Cat Broad have their fight.
And Catwoman kicks Sharon Stone for 20 minutes.
Yeah. Well, there's some bollocks about identity or something. Like Sharon Stone says about hiding her identity. And it's the big reveal because she goes, well, it's because you killed me.
Yeah. Says,
it was me who flushed down the pipes.
Yep.
Oh, such a bad line. It was me who flushed down the pipes.
And Sharon reveals that her face is now like living marble and that she can't feel anything. Hence the iron face still skin from or earlier. Some shit. Yeah, this whole, oh, it's me. It's me, Patience. Who?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know who you are.
Oh, the unremarkable woman from
wearing
the sack from earlier.
Used to dress like a bag of potatoes and have bad nails. Was that you? Did we fight?
Yeah. Also, I know that because we chatted on FaceTime.
Yeah, I saw you. You stupid cow. Sharon almost throws Halle Berry out of the window. But she says, game over. But apparently, according to Catwoman, it isn't game over. It's overtime.
Overtime. Guess what? She goes, guess what? I'm like, what? It's overtime. Oh. And she just leaps back in and then, kicks.
Doesn't even make sense to, like, the joke of game over. If you said, like, bonus round, bonus life, but, like, no, it's overtime. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah, not even a cat has nine lives.
Yeah.
Line. Surely that would have been easier to...
No,
overtime. But, yeah, now when she jumps in, she scratches her skin. Now she can affect her skin for no reason.
Even though she's been...
At all.
She's worn her iron face down after 20 minutes of kicking her.
Right, I guess that must be it.
So she throws Sharon out the window. But as Sharon is there, clinging for her life, she notices in some broken glass her reflection.
Yeah.
And her face is all busted up. And... Catwoman's fucked it up, and this is enough to scare her so much that she just lets go and falls to her death.
It is the funniest death plummet on film.
What's going on?
She's just spinning around.
She's gone into a death spin. Oh! She's going down. I think some of that is a real person falling, because it was Quentin Tarantino's fetish, Zoe Bell.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
She did
the stunts for this.
But yeah, it must be a mix of person and CGI. But like,
I say person of just a.
It looks like a rag doll at one point as well. It looks like fucking limbs going like
a what is it? A first aid like dummy.
Yeah,
someone with arms and limbs that just.
Yeah, obviously, the balance if you're is able off. To put that clip on this, then it has to be seen. It's just so stupid. I'd laugh.
It's like, laughable.
I had to pause it because I was just, and then I played it again. And it was even funnier the second time.
Yeah. Oh, dear. So, yeah, she's dead. Boyfriend cop shows up immediately afterwards. And he tells her to... maybe you should just go back to your jail cell. Because it's all going to be sorted out now. Somehow.
Yeah, if you go back to your jail cell, which nobody would have checked for the last 5 hours. Whatever I was fucking past. Then they'll think that you're still in there.
Yeah, it's perfect alibi.
Yeah.
Because no one's checked the jail cell.
No one at all.
No.
Well, she's locked up now.
Yeah. I mean, there's only about 3 cops in this whole city, apparently.
This is true.
So, he says, now all the evidence has changed now, and we'll get this all sorted out, and you'll be freed. He's like, okay. So she does. And I guess it is... Because then later on, she dumps her boyfriend.
Yeah, literally.
Via voicemail?
Savagely.
Is it letter or voicemail?
It's like letter, I think, isn't it? Like he opens it, he's like sat at cash. He's clearly stood him up again.
Yeah.
And he opens a letter and he's reading it and it's the voiceover and she's like, oh, I have to go and
yeah,
be myself, or there's no place in society for people like me.
Yeah,
what do you think you are? You're not like.
So there's this goodbye letter. Like, you're a cop. I'm a cat. Yeah, we can't be. It's signed of a little paw print. It's just.
I'm gonna go and live my real life by, you know, banging in alleys and screaming.
And then that's it. We get some shitty voiceover. We see some CGI Catwoman swinging around. That's the end of the film.
Sashaying into the night.
Yeah.
That horrendous walk. Yeah. Ophelia is gifted one of Patience's shit paintings.
Is that great?
Yeah. That's it.
Francis Conroy's like, I wish I was blind in both eyes now. the end of that. I mean, I'd say, what do we think? But everyone knows what we thought. It was fucking shit.
It's honestly, like, I'd never seen it before, which is unusual for a superhero film for me. But I was, it got such bad reviews, it just put me off. I was like, but I was convinced this time, having to watch it for this, I was like, well, maybe it's not going to be as bad as it's been made out to be. It was worse. It was worse than I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, it's.
It looks like it was filmed by 10-year-olds. Like, it looked like
on Snapchat filters.
Yeah, on a phone. Like, it's just
the dialogue is laughable. The acting, I've seen porn with better acting.
Yeah.
The whole thing looks awful. Like we said, the editing is nauseating.
The CGI looks like it was made for a PlayStation 2 game.
Yes, it's bad. It's so much worse than you think it's gonna be.
Yeah.
It's really fucking terrible.
It's fucking garbage. It's right up there with one of the worst films I've ever seen. I honestly didn't think it would be that bad. How Halle Berry and Sharon Stone still have careers after this? Sharon Stone is not even trying in this film.
No.
Like, at all. This is an Oscar-winning actress, right? Yeah. Has she won an Oscar?
No, Halle Berry has, though.
Yeah, Halle Berry's won an Oscar. Okay, Sharon Stone's got to be nominated, surely. Maybe not. But anyway, like Casino, and she's been fantastic.
Basic Instinct,
Basic Instinct. This is, it's a pantomime.
Yeah. It's like it's made by like preteens, or like they're like 13-year-olds. And the whole, like we mentioned before, the whole story of giving Catwoman this huge, you know, backstory. And it's magic. It's magical cats and all this crap. Yeah. I mean, like I said, in the Burton one, it's very kind of just hinted at that it's the cats that are brought her back.
At best.
Yeah, but that's probably, they've done that probably just to save time.
Yeah.
Like, the cats brought her back, because we haven't got time for an entire transformation from Selina Kyle secretary into Catwoman cat burglar. We haven't got time for that. She falls out a window, cats nibble on her, she comes back in the snow, and now she's probably hit her head quite hard. Yeah. And she's definitely got a concussion in Batman Returns.
Yeah.
And should have gone to hospital. Which might actually explain the rest of that film now I think about it. But in this, they invent all this whole, it's magical cats and all this crap. Oh, God, come on.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it makes no sense. Also, like, the acting's that bad. Like, Michelle Pfeiffer managed to take sort of feline qualities, if you like, but she was very sexy. In the way she did it, this is just awkward.
Yeah,
like every attempt to be sort of sexy or beguiling or whatever is just awkward.
Yeah, no one like shines on screen. Oh, well, they all shine because of the filter, but like no one, if you know what I mean.
Everyone's got that weird glow on them.
Like, yeah, there's no like no one appears to have any like charisma or anything.
Nope.
Oh God.
There's the bit at the beginning as well where it says based on characters created by Bob Kane and that. They shouldn't even have that because this is nowhere near. The Catwoman from the comics anything.
It's
like,
nothing. Yeah.
It's not even a character. Sometimes they do these films where they create a new character for the film and then they get their own comic and stuff. This has never been anything like that. This Patience Phillips exists only in this film.
Yes.
For a very good reason.
It's pretty much, I mean, yeah, it's nothing really to do with.
It doesn't have any DC links to DC. Doesn't even Batman. Mention Gotham City.
Nope.
Like, nothing at all.
Nothing. Oh, right. Let's have a look at some equally boring trivia because the budget of this. $100 million.
Wow.
It grossed $82 million. That's a loss. That's a big ass loss. Reviews were terrible. Halle Berry won a Razzie for her performance, which she accepted to her credit in person.
Yeah, that's probably the best thing to come out of this film is that she did turn up.
And she took her Oscar on stage with her as well.
Yeah.
And said, I'd like to thank Warner Brothers for making me do this god-awful piece of shit movie. Interestingly, though, some other Oscar winners that have won Razzies include Eddie Redmayne.
Right.
Jared Leto, or Leto, whatever, doesn't matter. Cult leader, fuck off. Glenn Close. Kim Basinger. Leonardo DiCaprio. Sandra Bullock. Al Pacino. Liza Minnelli. Marlon Brando, of course.
Yeah.
And Charlton Heston. Have all won Oscars and Razzies.
I can almost, like, picture the films that these are all for. Like, although Al Pacino, I can't imagine.
Jack and Jill.
Jack and Jill. Yeah. Gotcha.
Eddie Redmayne was Jupiter Ascending. Jared Leto was House of Gucci. Glenn Close, I'm not sure. Kim Basinger. Sandra Bullock was... don't know. Marlon Brando was The Island of Dr. Moreau.
Oh, right. Okay.
And Charlton Heston was for his cameo in the remake of Planet of the Apes.
Fair play.
The trailer drew heavy criticism, so it was pulled and replaced with another trailer that had no dialogue in it.
Sneaky.
There were reshoots after test screenings went poorly. Didn't save it. You're telling me that's better than what you had? Yeah. Jesus Christ. Ashley Judd was originally slated to play Catwoman.
Fucking hell. Didn't Michelle Pfeiffer turn down the opportunity to reprise her role?
Michelle Pfeiffer turned it down as well, yep. And finally, it took Halle Berry a week to learn how to crack a whip.
A week.
That seems like a long time.
Mm. And she doesn't use it a lot.
There's like once, yeah. I think. Because the first time you see her something is actually the beer keg tap, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, comments. What did people think of this?
Luke Meadows, he said, I like the bit where she takes a dump in someone else's garden. Okay, that didn't happen, but it should have and would probably have improved the film.
Yeah. Not wrong.
Paige Bowers just put a poo emoji. that was it. I did have a conversation with Teddy, who messaged me to say that...
Theodora de Winter. She's a bit cunty, apparently.
She said, I don't know if our friendship can take this, but I felt the need to tell you that I really like Catwoman and thought Halle Berry was great in it. I was like, when was the last time you watched it? She was like, I don't know, I was about 10. I was like, watch it again.
Oh, wow. Just another Terry said, great to watch with no sound and everything removed but Catwoman herself.
No, she's still terrible. Who was that?
Just another underscore Terry.
No, that would still be a terrible...
Wreckhead Chronicles, I liked the outfit. That's the only positive thing I can say.
Okay, that's Luke. That's the same person who commented on mine.
So you just like Halle Berry. You want to see her naked.
She is beautiful.
Watch Monsters Ball. She's like literally nude in that.
There you go. And that's a good film.
Here's Johnny 79 says, an ultimate guilty pleasure.
What?
No, I can't even see how it's a guilty pleasure, personally, no.
If
you can find pleasure in this film, kudos to you.
I had to watch it in three chunks because I was just, it was too much.
Right. That was one of the worst films ever made.
Yep. Easily. It deserves that title.
Yeah, it is bad. It's bad. If you enjoyed that, let us know. Leave a comment, like, and all that stuff, blah, 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 blah. Happy birthday if it's your birthday.
It covers everything. Cheers, bye.
We love you all.
Meow.
Rawr.
'Thank you all for coming here tonight and drinking all of my booze. Oh, really? Please leave. The party's over. Get out.